know that he is a friend.
On želi da Adam zna da mu je on prijatelj.
So they got a very close relationship.
Njih dvojica imaju jako blizak odnos.
Abraham is the only person who is being called in scripture many times a friend of God.
Abraham je jedini u Bibliji koji je mnogo puta nazvan Božim prijateljem.
So he was very dear to him.
Bio je veoma drag Bogu.
They had a very intimate relationship.
Imali su jako blizak odnos.
And that's also being displayed in the script, in this passage.
I to se vidi u ovom odlomku.
So he actually walked with the Lord.
On je zapravo hodao sa Gospodom.
And so he said, the man rose up from there and looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham was walking with them to send them off.
Kaže, oni ljudi su ustali da krenu, pogledaše ka Sodomi, a Abraham pođe s njima da ih ispratim.
And he kept on walking with the Lord.
I nastavio je da hoda sa Gospodom.
And talking with the Lord.
I da razgovara sa Gospodom.
Not stop.
Nije stop.
And I'll send them off and say, yeah, do whatever you're pleased to do.
Ispratio ih i rekao, činite što god želite.
So, you know, secrets are being shared with friends.
Kada nam je neko prijatelj, s njim delimo tajne.
And the Lord tells Abraham secrets.
I Gospod deli tajnu s Abramom.
And, you know, with a servant, you talk about daily business.
Kad vam je neko sluga, onda s njim govorite o svakodnevnim poslovima.
But with a friend, you talk about things that are moving your heart.
Ali sa prijateljem razgovarate o onome što pokreće vaše srce.
Jesus tells his disciples later on.
Kasnije Isus svojim učenicima.
I do not call you any longer slaves.
Kaže, više vas ne nazivam robovima.
From now on, you're my friends.
Od sad ste moji prijatelji.
And he says, of course, as little addition.
I kao neki mali dodatak.
If you do what I'm telling you to do.
On kaže, ako činite ono što vam ja kažem da činite.
So everybody says, you know, I'm a friend of God.
Svi kažu, ja sam Boži prijatelj.
But Jesus makes a little addition.
Ali Isus dodaje tu nešto malo, jednu začkoljicu.
If you do what I'm telling you to.
Ako činite ono što vam kažem.
And he refers to love.
A on se, odnosno on govori o ljubavi tu.
Why Jesus is telling you?
Zašto Isus to govori?
So you do what I'm telling you to do.
Činite ono što vam kažem da činite.
Basically, if you are ready to give up your life.
U suštini, da li ste spremni da se odreknete čitavog života?
Because of love.
Zbog ljubavi.
Because of love.
Zbog ljubavi.
Because of God's compassion.
Zbog Božje samilosti.
Being put into your heart.
Koja je došla u vaše srce.
And I'm pretty sure this is what Jesus tells his disciples.
I prilično sam siguran da upravo to ono što Isus govori svojim učenicima.
Some remaining being disciples.
Neki su ostali učenici.
Some even call themselves, you know, I am a slave of God.
Neki čak kažu, ja sam Boži rob.
But I like you to become my friends.
Ali ja hoću da vi postanete moji prijatelji.
And of course, you know, how is it possible to give up your whole life?
A kako je moguće odreći se čitavog svog života?
Only by receiving.
Samo ukoliko primite neki drugi život.
Life of Christ.
Kristov život.
And so Abram was so close to God.
Dakle, Abram je bio tako blizak sa Bogom.
That he got in a very close friendship.
Da su imali jedno veoma blisko prijateljstvo.
And the Lord opened up his secrets.
I Gospod mu se otvorio, podelio s njim svoje tajne.
In Psalm 25 verse 14.
U Psalmu 25:14.
We read the following.
Čitamo sljedeće.
The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant.
Gospod je prisan s onima koji ga se boje, svoj savez im obznanjuje.
Who fears God?
Oni koji se boje Boga.
The one who loves God.
Oni koji vole Boga, oni ga se boje.
And because out of love, commit my whole life.
Iz te ljubavi onda možemo da predamo čitav svoj život.
Fearing God.
Kada se bojimo Boga.
Trusting.
Kada se uznamo u Boga.
Believing his eternal word.
Kada verujemo u njegovu večnu reč.
Not believing my reality.
Ne kada verujemo u sopstvenu stvarnost.
And somehow Abraham learned to trust the eternal word of God.
I na neki način Abraham je naučio kako da se pouzda u večnu Božju reč.
His reality looked Very, very.
Njegova stvarnost je bila onako poprilično nesigurna.
But he trusted God.
Ali se uzdao u Boga.
And so, therefore, he feared God.
I zato se i bojao Boga.
Again, it's not about sacrificing.
Ne radi se ovdje o žrtvama.
It's not about, you know, whatever going on the mission field, for example.
Na primjer, kada bismo išli na neko misijsko polje.
Because I'm afraid of God.
Bojim se Boga, pa idem da budem misionar.
No, because I fear God.
Ne, bojim se Boga.
I trust His eternal word.
I uzdam se u njegovu večnu riječ.
I trust His compassion.
Verujem u njegovu samilost. Uzdam se u njegovu samilost.
In place in my heart.
Da je ona došla u moje srce.
And this is somebody who fears God.
Ovo je neko ko se boji Boga.
And I'm not somebody who's doing everything right and correctly.
Ne neko ko čini sve ispravno i dobro.
As Abraham.
Kao Abraham.
But somebody.
Već neko.
Who puts his trust in the word of God.
Ko se pouzda u Božju riječ.
In His compassion.
U njegovu samilost.
And somehow Abraham did something like that.
I na neki način Abraham je uspio da učini upravo ovako nešto.
The Lord revealed His secrets to him.
Gospod mu je otkrio svoje tajne.
And isn't it something we also like to experience?
Zar nije to nešto što i mi volimo da doživimo?
That God reveals the secrets.
Da nam Bog otkrije svoju tajnu.
To our life.
Za naš život.
You know, we sometimes we beg so much, Lord, please open, oh, do this and do that.
Ponekad toliko preklinjemo Boga, molim te Bože učini ovo ili ono.
And while I'm, you know, when I say amen, I just go my way.
A kad kažem amin, onda nastavim svojim putem.
But to learn to fear God.
Ali treba da naučimo da se bojimo Boga.
There's one sentence God speaks to Israel.
Postoji jedna rečenica koju je Bog rekao Izraelu.
And God invites His nation.
Bog poziva svoj narod.
He says, you know, in repentance.
Kaže, pokajte se.
In silence.
I budite u tišini.
You will find rest.
I tu ćete naći mir.
And strength.
I snagu.
But you did not like this.
Ali to vam se nije svidjelo.
It's what God says.
A to Bog kaže.
You don't like that.
Vama se to ne sviđa.
You rather keep on doing your things.
Vi biste radije da radite ono što već radite.
You rather keep on battling your battle.
Radije biste bili svoju bitku.
Instead of listening to me.
Umjesto da mene poslušate.
Come silent.
Da dođete u tišini pred mene.
In our days, it's unfortunate, but you know, this whole idea of getting still before the Lord.
Danas, nažalost, nema te ideje da smo mirni pred Bogom.
It's almost mysticism.
To je skoro neki misticizam danas.
And that's what the Hindus do.
To je ono što hinduisti rade.
Or let's say all those in the monasteries.
Ili svi oni u manastirima.
We are real Christians.
A mi smo pravi kršćani.
We are active.
Mi smo aktivni.
I told once at the church somebody.
Jednom sam nekome u jednoj crkvi rekao.
You know, because he was an elder of the church.
Taj čovjek je bio starešina crkve.
And we had a men's meeting.
I imali smo muški sastanak.
About 150 men of this church.
Bilo je oko 150 muškaraca iz te crkve.
Encouraged to serve the Lord.
I treba da ih ohrabrimo da služe Gospodu.
And this guy said, you know what, you have to get in the boat and just start on rowing.
I taj starešina je rekao, moraš da uđeš u čamac i samo da veslaš.
And I told him, yes, of course.
I ja sam rekao, da, slažem se, naravno.
But some of you are just rowing in a circle all the time.
Ali neki od vas stalno veslaju u krug.
Isn't it?
Zar ne?
And they understood.
I oni su razumeli što sam htjela da kažem. Da, da, istina.
Of course you have to get on the boat.
Naravno da moraš da uđeš u čamac.
And you got to start rowing.
I moraš da počneš da veslaš.
But you got to know where to go to.
Ali moraš da znaš kuda veslaš.
And you only find out.
A to ćeš saznati.
Before you get on the boat.
Pre nego što uđeš u čamac.
Be still and know that I'm Lord.
Budi u tišini i znaj da sam ja Gospod.
And this is how Christianity sometimes is being displayed. We are very active.
I ponekad prikazujemo na taj način kršćanstvo. Mi smo jako aktivni.
During one of my times in India.
Dok sam bio jedne posjeti Indiji.
I met a young man, yeah, and he was obviously not from India.
Upoznao sam jednog mladića i on očigledno nije bio iz Indije.
But he wore this typical Buddhist dress.
Ali nosio je tu budističku odoru tipičnu.
And I was just chatting to him, you know, where you from and so on.
I tako sam razgovarao sa njim, odakle si i tako dalje.
And then he told me he was from Australia.
Onda mi je rekao da je iz Australije.
And I said, "Whoa, from Australia. What makes you coming to India to a monastery, Buddhist monastery?"
I ja sam rekao, pa otkud ti iz Australije ovde u Indiji u budističkom manastiru?
And he said, "Our country is very loud."
A on je rekao, pa naša država je jako glasna.
Our churches are very loud.
Naše crkve su jako glasne.
Sometimes not caring.
Ponekad niko ne brine ni za koga.
And so my parents sent me to India.
Pa su me roditelji poslali u Indiju.
To Buddhist monastery.
U jedan budistički manastir.
To find peace.
Da pronađem mir.
And of course it's not the place where you find peace.
Naravno, to nije mesto na kojem možemo pronaći mir.
Not the peace of God.
Ne, onaj Božji mir.
But I was wondering.
Ali kad sam se zapitao.
Why did not tell his parents, "I do send you to a church to find peace"?
Zašto mu roditelji nisu rekli, poslaćemo te u crkvu da nađeš mir?
Because sometimes.
Jer ponekad.
There might be restless people.
Tu ima uznemirenih ljudi.
Sometimes not much peace.
Ponekad nema mnogo mira u crkvi.
Rest in the Lord.
Tog odmora u Gospodu.
It comes out of this friendship.
Jer taj odmor proizilazi iz prijateljstva sa Gospodom.
So that also tells you, you know, God is not in a rush.
I to nam takođe govori da Bog nigde ne žuri.
He has his timing.
On ima svoje vreme.
And this is also what Abram learned from God.
A to je upravo ono što je Avram takođe naučio od Gospoda.
By having had this kind of intimate relationship.
Pošto je s njim imao taj pristan odnos.
Abram also got a better insight.
Avram je imao neke bolje uvide.
And some kind of a potential knowledge about what God is going to do.
I nekakvo znanje o tome šta će Gospod sledeće učiniti.
So a better insight into what is present.
Imao je bolji uvid u ono što je se trenutno događa.
And a better foresight of what is going to come.
Ali i bolje je mogao da zna šta će se dogoditi u budućnosti.
God did not hide it from him.
Bog mu to nije sakrio.
In the book of Hosea,
u Osiji,
in chapter 14 and verse 9,
u 14. glavi, u 9. stihu,
we read the following.
Čitamo sledeće.
Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them. But transgressors will stumble in them.
Ko je mudar, shvatit će ovo. Ko je uman, priznaće. Ravni su gospodnji putevi, pravednici idu po njima, a buntovnici po njima posrću.
So, a better insight in what is present.
Dakle, on je imao bolji uvid u ono što se trenutno događa.
And a better foresight of what is going to come.
I bolje je mogao da zna šta će se dogoditi u budućnosti.
So, what is going to come?
Pa šta onda to što će se dogoditi u budućnosti?
In the West, in at least in Germany,
na zapadu, barem u Njemačkoj,
a lot of people pray for peace.
Mnogi se mole za mir.
And peace and peace and peace and peace.
Mir, 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 mir.
While Jesus tells us something different.
A Isus nam kaže nešto drugo.
You know, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 21.
Isus kaže u Mateju 21.
To his disciples.
Svojim učenicima.
When they actually approached him, sorry, in 24, when he talks about the kingdom that is going to come.
Kad Isus govori o carstvu koje dolazi.
And he talks in chapter 24 about certain things that are going to happen.
U 24. poglavlju Matejevog evanđelja govori o nekim stvarima koje će doći.
It talks about natural catastrophes.
Govori o prirodnim katastrofama.
He talks about wars.
Govori o ratovima.
He talks about nations against nations.
O narodima koji se dižu protiv drugih naroda.
So what are we supposed to pray for?
Pa zašto onda da se molimo?
That people could save.
Da se ljudi spasu.
That hearts could open.
Da se srca otvore.
The people get a desire for life in Christ.
Da ljudi počnu da žele taj Kristov život.
Of course, you know, if we live with one who is the Prince of Peace.
Naravno, ukoliko živimo sa onim koji je princ mira.
We are not in war with everybody else.
Mi onda nismo u ratu sa svima oko sebe.
But, you know, Jesus says this is going to come.
Ali Isus kaže ovo će doći.
So do you believe my word?
Da li vjerujete u moje riječi?
That's the question.
To je pitanje.
Do you believe my word?
Da li vjerujete u moju riječ?
So pray that people get saved.
Molite se da se ljudi spasu.
This is what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
To je ono što Pavle kaže u 1. Timoteju 2.
It's what we heard at the beginning.
Ono što smo čitali na početku.
It's the word of God.
To je Božja reč.
The word of God tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Božja reč nam u 1. Timoteju 2.
And tells us, first of all then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator, also between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time.
Pre svega, dakle, tražim da se moljenja, molitve, molbe i zahvaljivanja upućuju Bogu za sve ljude, za careve i za sve koji su na vlasti, da provodimo miran i tih život u potpunoj pobožnosti i dostojanstvu. To je dobro i milo u očima Boga, našeg spasitelja, koji želi da se svi ljudi spasu i da dođu do spoznanja istine. Jer Bog je jedan i jedan je posrednik između Boga i ljudi, čovjek Hristos Isus, koji je samoga sebe dao kao otkupninu za sve, svedočanstvo u pravo vreme.
That man gets saved.
Dakle, da se čovjek spasi.
The world is how it is.
Svet je onakav kakav jeste.
And the world is going the way God determined the world going that way.
I svet ide u onom pravcu kojem je Bog odredio da će svet ići.
We won't stop.
I mi ga nećemo zaustaviti.
But we are about to pray for a fallen world.
Ali molimo se za taj pali svet.
For a rotten and filthy world.
Za taj svet koji propada, koji prlja.
That people get saved.
Da se ljudi spasu.
And see Abraham, he prayed for Sodom.
A Abraham se molio za Sodomu.
And next time you got to hear about Lot.
Sljedeći put ćete slušati o Lotu.
He was being considered righteous.
On je onaj koji je bio smatran pravednim.
So at least one person was there.
Dakle, bar jedan čovjek se našao pravedan u Sodomi.
But you know, the one thing I learned from Abraham.
Ali znate nešto što sam naučio od Abrama?
He pleaded to God.
On je molio Boga.
For this rotten and filthy city.
Za taj propali i prljavi grad.
That people get saved.
Da se ljudi spasu.
That things can change.
Da se sve promeni.
That God does not display his whole wrath on his people.
Da Bog ne izlije svoj gnev na taj narod.
He has had this deep desire.
Abraham je imao tu duboku želju.
Concern.
Tu zabrinutost.
That people get saved.
Da se ljudi spasu.
And also because of the righteous.
A zbog pravednika.
No, as Abram said.
Kao što je Abram i rekao.
But the righteous will experience the same like the unrighteous.
Pravednici će doživjeti onda isto kao i opaki.
Is this your plan?
Je to tvoj plan?
So he prayed also for his people.
Pa se molio za svoj narod.
And he did really pray for his people.
I stvarno se jeste molio za njih.
Begging the Lord.
I preklinjao je Gospoda.
He kept on doing this.
Stalno je to radio uporno.
Out of friendship.
Zbog tog prijateljstva sa Gospodom. Zbog tog prisnog odnosa koji su imali.
Not for nagging at God.
Ne da bi stalno dosađivao Bogu.
No, out of this deep relationship.
Ne, nego zbog tog dubokog odnosa koji su imali.
Something will happen.
Nešto će se dogoditi.
And I like what Paul wrote down.
Sviđa mi se ono što je Pavle napisao.
No, this is what God is pleased with.
Ovo je ono što je Bogu ugodno.
Pray.
Molite se.
In our days, you guys know all the situations with Corona and
Danas, u današnje vreme znate sve ono što se dešavalo sa koronom i tako dalje.
We joined, when we moved from Austria to Germany, we joined the church in Germany.
Kada smo se iz Austrije preselili u Nemačku, tamo smo krenuli u jednu crkvu u Nemačku.
Almost every day.
Gotovo svaki dan.
It was about corona.
Se govorilo o koroni.
It was not about Jesus.
Nije se govorilo o Isusu.
Yes, Jesus.
Da, Isus.
Of course.
Naravno.
But about reality.
Ali šta je stvarnost?
Corona. And then I asked the elders together.
I onda sam pozvao starešine.
Pray together.
Da se zajedno molimo.
Because they did not pray together.
Jer se starešine nisu molile zajedno.
They were discussing.
Već su razgovarali međusobno.
And we had about six elders.
Tamo je bilo šest starešina.
And after we started praying,
i kad smo počeli da se molimo,
only two being left.
Samo dvojica su ostala.
Because I told them we got to meet every Wednesday night and we pray.
Ja sam im rekao moramo svake srede uveče da se sastajemo i da
we
se molimo.
Discuss,
ne da razgovaramo.
We pray.
Da se molimo.
And some just left their position as an elder.
I neki su odustali od te svoje uloge starešine.
But out of those two being left,
ali sa dvojica koje su ostala,
God started a church.
Od njih je Bog započeo crkvu.
In the last year about 20-25 people would say.
I u proteklih godinu dana 25 ljudi se obratilo.
Basically by doing nothing.
U suštini nisu radili ništa.
Only getting together and praying.
Samo su se sastajali i molili.
For a fallen world.
Za ovaj pali svet.
And sometimes I have to ask the elders to come back to the aim, to the center of our meeting.
Ponekad sam morao da zaustavim te starešine i da im kažem hajde da se vratimo na cilj našeg sastanka.
And I can do that.
A to mogu.
Not because I'm that smart.
Ne zato što sam ja pametan.
But that was the reason why they employed me at this place.
Već je to bio razlog što su me uopšte zaposlili u toj crkvi.
They told me I'm employed at a company as well, of course.
Ja sam zaposlen u jednoj kompaniji takođe.
And two of the bosses are elders of the church.
A dva šefa iz te kompanije su starešine ove crkve.
So they asked me to consult the company.
Pa su me oni zamolili da budem konsultant u toj kompaniji.
And consult the others.
Ali i konsultante za starešine.
So therefore they allow me always to tell them just come back to the center.
I zato mi oni uvek dozvoljavaju da im kažem ajde da se vratimo sad na suštinu.
And God changed so much.
Bog je toliko toga promenio kroz to.
Just by a simple thing of praying.
Samo kroz tako jednostavnu stvar kao što je molitva.
Interceding for a fallen world.
Da budemo posrednici za ovaj pali svet.
And the second thing Abraham must know.
Druga stvar koju Abraham mora da zna.
He's teaching his children, his household.
On svoju kuću, svoju decu poučava.
That's what verse 19 in Genesis 18 tells us.
To piše u 19. stihu.
For I have chosen him so that he may command his children in his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice. So that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him.
Jer ja sam ga izabrao da pouči svoju decu i buduće upućene da se drže gospodnjeg puta postupajući pravično i pravedno da Gospod može da izvrši ono što je obećao Abramu.
So Abraham must know because he's about to command his people.
Abraham mora da zna pošto će biti predvodnik svog naroda.
Later on Jesus is commanding his people.
A kasnije Isus je predvodnik svog naroda i izdaje zapovesti na
ljudima. You are my friends.
Jeste li moji prijatelji?
If you do what I'm telling you to do.
Ali ako činite ono što vam kažem da činite.
Oh Jesus. Oh
Isuse.
To love everybody.
Da sve baš volimo.
This is not possible.
To nije moguće.
Yeah, I never told you that it's possible.
Nikad nisam ni rekao da je moguće.
You got to trust me.
Ali moraš da se pouzdaš u mene.
Because I even told you without me, it's impossible.
Jer sam rekao da je bez mene to nemoguće.
Of course it's impossible.
Naravno da je nemoguće.
But is there something impossible for the creator of heaven and earth?
Ali da li za stvoritelja neba i zemlje postoji nešto što je nemoguće?
Is there something impossible?
Postoji ništa nemoguće za njega?
No, it's not.
Ne.
Is there something impossible for the love of God?
Postoji li nešto nemoguće za Božju ljubav?
No, it's not.
Ne, postoji.
Except, of course, a hardened heart.
Osim, naravno, tvrdo, otvrdlo srce.
Because God is a gentleman.
Jer Bog je gentleman.
Yes.
Gentleman.
Yeah. He does not just kick the people.
On ne šutira ljude, ne udara. No.
He does not break the door.
On ne ulazi silom kroz vrata.
He invites people.
Već on poziva.
So, and by this whole issue of, you know, commanding his people.
I kad govorimo o tom naređivanju svom narodu i predvodništvu,
he has chosen him so that he may command his children.
Bog je izabrao Avrama da on bude predvodnik naroda.
As Jesus is chosen to command his people.
Kao što je Isus izabran da bude predvodnik svog naroda.
Us.
Nas.
Leave a legacy behind.
Da ostavi nešto iza sebe.
Leave a legacy.
Neku zaostavštinu.
What kind of legacy?
Kakva je to zaostavština?
Is your life leaving behind?
Kakva je zaostavština vašeg života? Šta ostavljate za
sobom? That's a good question to my heart.
To je dobro pitanje za naše srce.
What do I command as a follower of Christ?
Šta ja kao neko ko slijedi Krista?
My family.
Govorim svojoj porodici da činim.
What do they learn?
Šta oni uče od mene?
When they look at me.
Kada me pogledaju.
What do they learn from my spiritual life?
Šta moja porodica uči iz mog duhovnog života?
My spiritual walk with the Lord.
Iz mog duhovnog hoda sa Gospodom.
The scripture tells here that God says Abram should learn doing righteousness and justice.
Pismo ovdje kaže da je Gospod rekao da Avram treba da nauči da postupa pravično i pravedno.
So doing righteousness and justice.
Dakle, da postupa pravično i
this
pravedno.
This is actually what the let's say the family and all the people around Abraham should learn from Abraham.
To je ono što Avramova porodica i svi oni koji se nalaze oko Avrama treba da nauče od Avrama.
So you do justice while you're living a righteous life.
Dakle, činiš nešto što je pravedno dok živiš pravičan život.
In righteousness.
U pravičnosti.
So the scriptural background of righteousness.
Dakle, postoji ta pozadina pisma koja govori o pravičnosti.
It's a relationship concept.
To je odnos, odnosno to je koncept jednog odnosa.
So basically, teach your people.
U suštini, Avrame, nauči svoj narod.
What the outcome of relationship, friendship with God.
Šta je ono što proizilazi iz odnosa, iz prijateljstva sa Bogom?
And you do justice.
I kada činiš pravedno.
By living in this dependency on the living God.
Činiš sve pravedno kada živiš u odnosu sa živim Bogom.
Because this is his life.
Jer to je bio Avramov život.
Justice.
Pravednost.
So and in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
U drugoj Korinćanima 5:21.
Paul tells the followers of Christ.
Pavle kaže sledbenicima Hristovim.
He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
2 Corinthians.
Chapter 5:21.
Druga Korinćanima 5:21 kaže: njega koji nije učinio greh, Bog je radi nas učinio grehom da u njemu budemo Božja pravednost.
So we are being made righteousness.
Dakle, mi postajemo pravednost. Kroz Krista.
That means also being reconnected to God, to the source of righteousness and justice.
To znači da se ponovo povezujemo sa Bogom koji je izvor pravičnosti i pravednosti.
And by this closeness.
I kroz tu bliskost.
That's the idea behind it.
To je ideja iza ovoga.
You walk that way.
Dakle, da hodamo u toj bliskosti.
This is how you command your people.
I na taj način i govorimo svom narodu.
Doing righteousness.
Tako što činimo pravedno.
Living out this close relationship with your wonderful Savior.
Da živimo taj prisni odnos sa našim divnim spasiteljem.
In all of that relationship.
Iz tog odnosa.
His justice will getting put out.
Njegova pravednost izlazi.
The way you picture the world.
Način na koji gledamo svet.
The way you picture your own actions.
Način na koji sagledavamo sopstvene postupke.
Your own ways.
Sopstvene navike.
Because God will teach you.
Jer Bog će nas poučiti.
He will guide you.
On će nas voditi.
So his family is supposed to see somebody.
Dakle, Abrahamova porodica treba da vidi nekoga.
By his testimony, they could have seen, you know, aha, this is how it looks like to live a close relationship.
Kroz njegovo svedočanstvo oni vide nekoga ko živi taj blizak odnos sa Bogom.
Not complaining all the time.
Ne želi se stalno.
Praying all the time.
Ne želi se stalno moli.
Of course, we know from Abraham he did a lot of other stuff as well.
Naravno znamo iz Abrahamovog života da on mnogo toga drugog isto radi.
But we know also that step by step he learned.
Ali znamo također da je korak po korak učio.
And step by step he learned more to trust God.
I korak po korak se sve više uzdao u Boga.
And this is the life in Christ.
I to je taj Hristov život također.
Step by step to learn to trust God.
Korak po korak mi učimo kako da se uzdamo u Boga.
Trust His eternal truth.
Kako da verujemo u njegovu večnu istinu.
Instead of my contemporary reality.
A ne u sopstvenu stvarnost koja se sada dešava.
Abraham teaches how to intercede for people.
Abraham uči kako posredovati za ljude.
And as long as we intercede for a fallen world,
i sve dok mi posredujemo za pali svet,
we don't get uncaring.
Nismo bez ljubavi.
Insensible.
Neosjetljivi.
To that world.
Za svet.
Independent of what, you know, we might think and feel what this world might deserve.
Nije važno šta mi mislimo ili osjećamo o tome šta ovaj svet zaslužuje.
I want this world not to get what it deserves.
Ne želim da ovaj svet dobije ono što zaslužuje.
Because God does not want this world to get what it deserves.
Jer Bog ne želi da ovaj svet dobije ono što zaslužuje.
What does this world deserve?
Šta ovaj svet zaslužuje?
Hell.
Pakao.
God wants this world to get what it does not deserve.
Bog želi da ovaj svet dobije ono što ne zaslužuje.
His love.
Njegovu ljubav.
His life.
Njegov život.
His redemption.
Njegovo otkupljenje.
His compassion.
Njegovu samilost.
So the righteous obviously does make a difference.
Naravno da onda pravednici donose razliku u svet.
Jesus later on says his disciples.
Isus je kasnije svojim učenicima rekao:
You are the soul.
Vi ste so.
Of the world.
Sveta.
And you are the light.
I vi ste svetlost.
He did not challenge his disciples. Try to become soul.
Nije im dao izazov. Pokušajte da postanete soul.
Try to become light.
Pokušajte da postanete svetlo.
You are soul.
Ne, vi jeste soul.
You are light.
Vi ste svetlo.
In me.
U meni.
And, you know, allow the Lord to make the best out of it.
Dopustite Gospodu da on to iskoristi na najbolji način.
For a fallen world.
Za ovaj pali svet.
And the petitions being made by Abraham.
Ono što Abraham ovdje zahteva od Boga ili traži od njega.
And the honesty of him.
I ta njegova iskrenost.
Reflects his life testimony.
Oslikavaju njegovo životno svjedočanstvo.
And I'd like to finish with Romans chapter 4.
Hteo bih da završimo u Rimljanima 4.
And this is something I honestly can say you know, I'm more and more begging the Lord. This is what I, you know, how my heart's supposed to look like. A heart like Abraham's heart. A heart like Jesus' heart. In the heart of Abraham is being reflected his trust in Romans chapter 4, verse 18. In hope against the hope he believed. So that he might become a father of many nations according to that which had been spoken. So shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith. How? Giving glory to God. Giving glory to God.
I zaista mogu da kažem da ja se molim da moje srce bude ovako kao Abrahamovo i Isusovo. I u Rimljanima 4 od 18. stiha čitamo: protivno svakoj nadi Abraham se nadao i poverovao je da će postati otac mnogih naroda, kao što je rečeno, toliko će ti biti potomstvo. Nije se pokolebao u veri kad je uzeo u obzir svoje već obamno telo, iako je imao skoro 100 godina i Sarinu mrtvu utrobu. I nije sa nevericom gledao na Božje obećanje, nego se osnažio u veri i dao slavu Bogu.
Not giving glory to his incapacity.
Nije dao slavu svojim nesposobnostima.
To his weakness.
Svoje slabosti.
But to God.
Već Bogu.
You can.
Ti možeš.
Yes. You can.
Ti možeš da učiniš.
For you, everything is possible.
Za tebe je sve moguće.
For me, it's even impossible to believe.
Za mene nemoguće čak i da verujem.
But for you, it's possible to put this belief in my heart.
Ali tebi je moguće da tu veru staviš u moje srce.
Amen. Amen. May God bless us.
Neka nas Bog blagoslovi.
See you the next time.
Vidimo se sljedeće.
Thank you so much. Aha. Wow.